Sarah Alope, Hago Tlaloc, Ashling Kopp, Pop Kopp, Greg Jordan, Griffin Mars. The Depths, Suriyako Antamres, Valley of Eternal Life, Sikkim, India.
Everybody chill the fuck out! A man yells. He's mid-40s, weathered, drenched in sweat, a little chubby. He stands in the middle of the hallway that is crowded with players and their friends. Sarah and Hago are at the far end, their backs to an open doorway. The Donghu, the Harappan, the Nabatean, and both Earth Key and Sky Key were in the room beyond the doorway not minutes before. Baitsakan was very alive and very intent on killing Shari Chopra out of a psychotic sense of revenge. But Maccabee felt sorry for the Harappan, and he stopped the Donghu. He was about to take sole possession of both Earth Key and Sky Key when Sarah and Hago surged into the room. As Baitsakan lay dying, the Olmec jumped forward and attacked Maccabee, and while the fight was close, Hago won. Sarah had a chance to kill little Alice Chopra, the girl who is Sky Key, a death that should have put a stop to Endgame. But Sarah couldn't do it, and Hago couldn't do it either. Ashling's squad arrived moments after the fight ended. The Celt had a chance to kill Sky Key too, and she tried to take a shot with her sniper rifle. But at the last moment, Sky Key reached out and touched Earth Key, and in a flash of light, the little girl disappeared, taking an unconscious Maccabee with her, and the mutilated body of Baitsakan as well. The only living person left in that room is Shari Chopra, knocked out, with a large lump on her head courtesy of Maccabee. He could have killed her, too, but, perhaps out of mercy, or righteousness, or empathy, Maccabee let her live. Where Maccabee and the Keys are now, none of them know. It could be that they went to Bolivia, or to the bottom of the ocean, or are in an endgame finishing audience with Kepler-22b himself. All that is left here, in the routed Harappan fortress carved out of the Sikkimese Himalayas, are these players and Ashling's friends.